Credit concerns have left the financial markets volatile. The Dow Jones Industrials and other indexes went up sharply on Monday, but that was after a big drop on Friday. And amid all of that change, investors will be watching to see how the Fed responds. A committee of the Federal Reserve meets today. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Fed is meeting at a time when the housing market seems to grow weaker by the month. That's already wreaked havoc on the subprime mortgage business. As the troubles spread to other markets, Wall Street is increasingly worried about a credit crunch. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services, says Fed policymakers are unlikely to lower interest rates when they meet today, but Hoffman says they will have to address investor fears about what's happening.
They will continue to say that they're predominant policy concern is faster inflation. But it's going to be a little hard for the Fed to ignore the elephant in the room here in terms of the problems in the subprime market and the spreading that's having to mortgages and overall markets.
Hoffman says the Fed will probably try to reassure the markets by signaling that it's monitoring the housing decline. And after 2 weeks of falling stock prices, investors seem to be ready for some positive news. Yesterday, stock prices soared, with the Dow seeing its biggest point gain in 5 years. Some of the best performing stocks were financial services companies, which have been battered by all the talk of a credit crunch. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.